Hello, I'm Janice Silby. I'm the Deputy Commissioner with the Department of Veterans Affairs here in South Australia.
Hello, Janice. Jan Millam has just told us about a proposed trip to Toonunda by the War Widows Guild for Veterans Health Week this year. What is Veterans Health Week?
Veterans Health Week is held every year, Helen, and this year it's running from the 26th of October to the 3rd of November. We do have a different theme each year, and this year we're focusing on mental health. Veterans Health Week is a really important initiative to focus on well-being and health activities for veterans and their families.
Jan also mentioned the fact that DVA, not only have they received a grant application to help defray some of the costs of this trip, but they will also be participating in a talk to the War Widows Guild at the RSL at Toonunda in the afternoon. What will they be talking about?
The main focus this year is on mental health, so we really want to get across messages to the community about the importance of social connectedness, the importance of sharing time with people, connecting with your community, adding value to the community. There's so many ways our veterans and their families can contribute to our broader community, and how that in turn contributes to the well-being of veterans.
You mentioned that this year, this is what the focus is on. That indicates that each year there is a different focus. What is generally the reception within the veteran community to Veterans Health Week, and what's the participation rate?
We always get a really good response. Here in South Australia, DVA tries to attend all of the functions that are organised. This year across the country, applications have closed. We've received in excess of 250 applications, and we encourage people to participate. They range everything from high teas, come and try Tai Chi. We have art classes, fishing trips, just a range of activities that bring people together with a focus on well-being.
Sounds fabulous. I think I want to go to all of them. Now, the grants, do organisations put in grants for all of these participatory type events?
Yes, grants are supported for people to run these events. They vary in the amount, and this is to help with the cost of running these events and to really encourage participation across the community. We anticipate that the announcements will be made in September in relation to the grants that have been funded by DVA.
So that's every September on the website. People can check for grant application details.
Grants go up earlier than that, and people can check throughout the year, and they can also register to get alerts for different grants that go through the Grants Hub. And we offer a range of grants, but for Veterans Health Week in particular, the announcements are made in September. On our website, you can find a lot more information about Veterans Health Week, and if you want to know more about registration or funding, you just go to www.dva.gov.au. Veterans Health Week.
Janice Silby, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Helen.